Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
National anthem in the books. It's K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live and in living color for the first time in a long time. Very happy to be back here for Michigan Center and Constantine in this very exciting regional final for Division 6. Some of the other regional games going on today is Negaunee at Grayling. They kick off at 2 o'clock. And so we'll try to keep you up to date on those scores. Montrose at Montague, 9-0 for Montague. They're playing at Montague. That game kicked off at 1 o'clock. Also, Clinton is at Warren, Michigan Collegiate, another 9-0 team. They kick off tonight at 5 o'clock from Venture Field in Madison Heights. We do have Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard to tell you about, Joe. Final in the books from Schoolcraft. Lumen Christi falls to Schoolcraft 29-22.
It was really a season of few highs and a lot of lows for Michigan, or not Michigan Center, for Lumen Christi.
Yes.
But they still found a way through all the sickness that they had, you know, with their athletes during the season and their coaches, and all the possible, you know, COVID scares, mm-hmm. and whatnot. They were still able to make it to the regional finals. And that's nothing to, you know, hang your head about. The seniors didn't necessarily go out like they wanted to with another state championship, but they had a great season. They did.
That they did. Caden Highland is back deep to receive along with Mitchell Corwin for the Cardinals, who are in all white today with red numbers and red helmets. Constantine, white pants, gray top, red socks, gray helmets. And we are just about set to get things going here. Constantine will kick to center. Arms are in the air. Officials are ready to go. We are ready to go. The kick is a squibber. And it is fielded at the 25-yard line. That is Zach Levi, and he is brought down at the 34-yard line. That's where the Cardinals will take over on offense for quarterback Joe Olkowski. Last time we saw these Cardinals, Joe, put on a pretty solid performance against Jonesville.
Yeah, one thing I was mentioning earlier is Michigan Center is very much a defense-first team. They have a great quarterback in Olkowski. He mm-hmm. does it all. He can throw the ball 50 yards. He can run the ball 50 yards. He's a utility quarterback. But their defense is where it's at. They held Jonesville, who averaged 46 points a game, to 22. So I expect the same thing here today.
Shotgun formation for Olkowski. He's got trips to his right. And the first play from scrimmage, he will roll to his right, and his receiver fell down. And so that will be an incomplete pass, and it looks like he's a little banged up. Matt Brown, who was a regular target in the Jonesville game, limps his way back to the huddle.
It's a good thing it was just a few limps and, you know, got himself back up, and now he's back in the huddle, because that would have been a huge, huge loss. We saw him make a lot of big-time plays against Jonesville. A lot of, you know, second and long, third and long completions from his quarterback, Olkowski. So it's good to have him back on the field.
Looks like he's going to walk off whatever that was. Looks like he just got caught up in the turf there. Second down and 10, 11 and 51 on the clock. Play clock down to 9 seconds. Man goes in motion. That'll put trips to the left for Olkowski. It's a bubble screen, and he's going to be caught for no gain, pushed out of bounds. Caden Highland on the reception.
Looked at number 25, Devontae Conley, that halfback safety combo, was able to scramble out of bounds, grabbed him by the shoulder on the jersey, and was able to spit him out for, looked like, a 2-yard loss.
Clock continues to roll, as they're going to say his momentum was stopped before he went out of bounds. So 11 and 20 as Olkowski gets the play from the sidelines. Play clock down to 17 seconds. Still no score here in our first quarter. And our first quarter and our first half really brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Olkowski, two tailbacks in the backfield with him, three receivers set. He will take the snap, drop back to pass. Straight drop back. He's going to fire and incomplete. Just overthrown. Caden Highland, the intended receiver, and that will bring up fourth down for the Cardinals.
Not the ideal start for Olkowski that he wanted, but once we mentioned earlier, they've been off for over a month. And so it's going to take a little bit for them to get warmed up and really get in the groove of things. I don't expect any more, you know, many more three and outs, I should say.
Punt team is out for the Cardinals. Dalen Hinkle is back to kick it away. Back deep to receive for Constantine is very good-sized number two, or excuse me, looks like number one. That's Carter McGee.
It's six,
man. I am rusty. Dom Jacobs will let this one bounce and roll out of bounds, and Constantine will take over at the 27-yard line.
I'm thinking about it, Jason. Did I really just caster's curse this whole entire game?
Did you what?
Did I just caster's curse this whole entire game?
I hope not.
Oh, boy.
10:47 to go here in our first quarter. Constantine will get their first crack at things. Michigan center's defense coming out. Center's defense has been pretty solid in the playoffs.
Only giving up 16 points a game for the whole entire season. So, and we've seen 13 a couple weeks in the district semifinals, and then 22 in the finals. So let's see what their defense is about today.
Junior quarterback Caden Hetmansberger is under center, and we've got a flag down.
Didn't take long.
It did not. It looks like delay of game penalty, so that's going to move Constantine back 5 yards.
I don't know if I liked that one, Jason. I didn't.
Well, play clock hit zero.
Looked like the play clock might have started early, though.
It may have started just a hair early. Caden Hetmansberger, the quarterback for Constantine. He is a junior, 180-pound junior at that. Three-headed monster in the backfield. Now they'll switch it up and go I formation. And it's a pitch to the tailback. He's got a seam, and he's got plenty of room. He's got the first down. Ball's out. And
ball's on the ground. Let's see who has it.
Still scrambling for it in the scrum. That was Braden Clark on the carry. Constantine, they're going to say, recover the football. It'll be first and 10 from the 40-yard line.
That could have been a huge break for Michigan Center and could have been a huge blow to Constantine. First play of scrimmage, that's not ideal, but it's a good thing that you're able to fall on it because Michigan Center's defense is savage.
That they are. Braden Clark, the sophomore in the backfield, gets the first carry, and so that'll make it first down. Now he's in the backfield with Ty Drum. Three tailbacks in play here. Hetmansberger will give, and that is a give to Clark again. Gain of a couple. He'll get out to the 43-yard line.
Tackle led by number 12, Dylan Villarreal, and number 20, Verlandez Williams. Although a few more Cardinals did fall on top of that, but those are the two that led the tackle there.
That Villarreal name has been noted on Michigan Center's defense for a long time, going back 20 years to my high school days, when the Villarreals were pretty notorious defensive linemen for the Cardinals. Second down and 6 is another give out of the backfield, this time to the bigger of the two backs in the backfield, and he will be brought down at the 46-yard line. Make it third down and about 4.
Did you play in high school?
Dude, look at me. You think I played in high school? No.
And I would guess you probably played halfback.
He's got jokes. It's nice to know that the terrible jokes didn't go away after.
Oh, I got a few
break.
In the tank, Jason.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I got a few in the tank.
Going to be a long one. 9:05 to go here in our first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Three tailback set on third down and 3, and we're going to get a flag on the play. A little bit of early motion, and that's going to push him back.
Saw a huge announcer just said on the guard, but that was actually on the halfback and the right guard. So it was almost like a ballet there. They went literally
at the same time. Yeah,
at the same time.
Absolutely.
But that hurts because that was a third or second down.
It is third down and now 8 to go. So that'll push them back to the 42-yard line, and the give is up the middle, and he's going to go nowhere on the carry. That is number 5, Ty Dumb, the senior, the speed back. He's 170 pounds, and that'll bring up fourth down and 8 to go. So Constantine will, looks like they're going to get their punt team out.
That false start is a real killer.
That one hurt him.
That hurt a lot because you know that they wanted to go something with a halfback power up the gut for that first down because it was only short 3 yards, but then that pushed him back to 8 yards and just not a good set there. Not a good set there.
Not at all. Carter McBride and Caden Hyland back to return the punt. Punt team is out for Constantine. The snap is solid. He's going to fake it and he's going to run. He's got some room, and he's going to be brought down short of the first down marker at the 49. Center will start on offense for their second possession with excellent field position, Joe. It'll be first and 10 from their own 49-yard line with 8:03 to go here in our first quarter.
You know, Jason, that excites me, and I'll tell you one reason why it excites me. As Pat McAfee would say, that was for the brand.
It was.
But especially because in my notes, the keys to succeed for Constantine, I wrote offense, offense, offense. Hit the gas and don't let up. Pull out trick plays to throw off defense. I thought of this 3 days ago after my 2.5 hours of research for 20 minutes or for 20 seconds of content, and I'm not disappointed that I wrote that down. They took a chance on fourth down. Look at that. Took a chance on fourth down. Man, I'm like Shaq and Alakazam.
Olkowski from the shotgun. I hope you're better than that. Mitchell Corwin in the backfield. Four receiver set, two to his left, two to his right. Olkowski, man in motion, takes the snap. It's a fake. The pitch is to Corwin. He's got some running room. He's got a little bit of a seam. He's going to take it to the sidelines. First down, and still on his feet. Finally brought down at the 39-yard line is where they'll spot it officially. 38, make that. First down and 10 for the Cardinal offense. And, Joe, it wouldn't be a typical January in Michigan if there wasn't somebody on the sidelines wearing shorts.
You know, that would be me if it was like November, but January, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to take a hard pass on that one. It's freezing. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Oh, they're actually going to spot it at the 39, so make it second down and 1. Olkowski from the shotgun trips to his left, two receivers to his right, five receivers set. Olkowski will drop back. He'll keep it himself. He's just going to run straight forward on the QB keeper, and he's going to be very close to that first down marker. As the clock ticks down to 7 minutes.
This is a game of inches, and it looks like he might have got that first down by an inch. If he didn't get it, it's by an inch.
Yeah. It looks like they're going to spot him just short of the first down marker, so make it third down and inches, we'll call it.
That's one thing that kind of throws me off is Hyland had about 12 yards on that run, but then he took a few steps back in hopes of the defender and
trying to break that tackle. Yeah, that's disappointing. But that's center looks to overcome here on third and inches. Olkowski from the shotgun, man in motion, and they will fake it and still fakes it, and he's going to be brought down. I think that was a busted play. He turned and looked for somebody who wasn't there, and unfortunately, that'll be broken up for a loss. Make it fourth down and about two to go.
Looked like a broken Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly happened there. He turned and looked like he was going to pitch to somebody that wasn't standing there anymore. So, unfortunate play for the Cardinals brings up fourth down. The question is, Joe, do you go for it here with 6 minutes to go in the first?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a game that if you don't advance, you still made it to the regional finals. If you do advance, you need to take risks.
Yeah.
Constantine just took a risk on a 4th and 8.
Yep.
Came up a little bit short, but they still got 7 yards out of that 4th and 8. So
center is going forward on 4th and 2. Olkowski back to pass. He's got nobody. He's got to get the ball off. He does. Jump ball incomplete, and that'll be a turnover on downs for the Cardinals. So Constantine will take over at the 40-yard line, 1st and 10 with 5:28 to go.
Olkowski actually had a few receivers there, Jason, that weren't necessarily covered, but he kind of just flung that in a little bit of coverage where no one knew where that ball was going to land. Unfortunate, but...
Looks like he just ran out of time a little bit there, Joe.
Well, he was hit extremely hard, so he had to get that ball out there fast.
That he did. So 1st and 10 for Constantine, and we got a flag already on the play. They didn't even get to the line of scrimmage. And we've got a flag down. Not really sure what's going on there. Waiting to get the official word.
I see some Constantine players clapping.
So there was an infraction on the part of Michigan center, a warning for the sideline. So we will resume action with no change in field position. Hentmansberger on the handoff up the middle. They'll gain about four on the play. Braden Clark on the carry.
I see what Constantine is trying to do, and I understand why they're trying to do it, but I'm surprised they haven't figured out by now that they can't go up the gut on this defense.
Yeah, unless they're working to set something up, fake up the middle, and then run sort of like a jet sweep or something like that. That's the only thing I can think of why they keep going to that play.
You got to go to the outsides if you want a successful run game against this Michigan Center defense.
Hetmansberger on the keeper, just as we predicted. It's a QB keeper on the sweep. He's going to get across the 50 to the 48. That'll be a first down for Constantine. 4 minutes, 37 seconds to go here in our first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Also want to thank Grimes Plumbing for hosting the pregame show. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. As we mentioned previously, Lumen Christi lost in their regional final to Schoolcraft 29-22. So their season is unfortunately done, and they will turn to hoops. First and 10 for Constantine. Hetmansberger under center. He will give up the middle and still on his feet and still going. Finally, just trying to plow through everyone. He will get another first down up to the 32-yard line.
His legs are very much like a steam engine there, Jason.
Yeah.
He was met with contact after the first down marker and still used his legs to churn out four more.
Yeah, that was the senior tailback, Ty Dunn. 170 he's listed for his weight, so you got to think probably closer to 155 based on program weight adjustments. Hetmansberger goes right back to his tailback. This is Clark. He's got running room to the 20, 10, 5. Finally brought down at the 3-yard line, just shy of the goal line. So that'll be first and goal now for Constantine with 3:32 to go in our first quarter. They look like they're going to try to put the first points of the game on the board. Just as we thought, Joe. Got to go outside the tackles.
You have to. You have to go outside the tackles because this Michigan Center defense, that's the teeth right there. They don't put the teeth on the outside. They put the teeth on the inside.
That's right.
And they expect a lot of halfback dives right up the gut. And Constantine's figured out right away that you got to go to the outside.
Hetmansberger under center. His give is to Clark. He's got the seam. Does he get in? No, just short of the goal line. So that'll be second and goal from, what do you think, Joe? The one-inch marker, I guess, would be the best.
Well, from the single, I'd estimate that the ref shoe size is about 11. and it looked like he was stepping, about that one-inch line.
Oh, yeah,
two-inch line.
3:08 to go now. Second down and goal. Constantine knocking on the door of the first points here in our first quarter of this regional final action. Hetmansberger under center. Three tailbacks behind him. The give is to Clark, and he is stuffed. Doesn't quite get in. Just short again. Good stand there on the goal line by the Cardinals. It'll be third down and goal, and they still cannot crack through that end zone, Joe.
You can do this, boys!
Well, as we hear that that mom up front, you can do it, boys. That ball keeps inching closer and closer. It's not for a lack of trying.
Yeah.
His legs are churning, but that defense is ready right now.
That they are.
Their backs are about to be touching snow out of the back of the end zone, so they're trying to hold them.
And that time they are going to push through, finally into the end zone for the score. And it is Hetmansberger who just keeps it himself and plows on through. Constantine will take a 6-0 lead pending the extra point. We've got 2:09 to go here in our first quarter.
And sadly, we haven't seen this before, Jason, either. I believe it was actually at Jonesville where Jonesville scored first, correct?
That they did, followed by a big run. They had that huge run. Constantine scored, and then center came right back and locked him down. Or Jonesville. And then Michigan Center came right back and locked him down the rest of the way. So extra point is getting set. Kylie Roberts, the kicker, got it up. got it through. Make it 7-0. Constantine with 2:09 to go. We'll take a 1-minute break and come back with center on offense. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 2:09 to go in our first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Constantine punches it in from the goal line from their quarterback, Caden Hetmansberger, to take a 7-0 lead. Back deep to receive for Michigan Center is Caden Highland. Kick team is set and ready to go. Return team is set and ready to go. They have the green light from the officials. And it's another spiral kick fielded by Matt Brown. And he's got a little bit of running room. Not much, though. He'll get up to the 43-yard line. And that is where the Cardinals will take over on offense. Joe, last time on offense for the Cardinals, they really they looked like they had a little bit of something going and then just kind of got stopped short of that first down marker.
Yeah, Jason, I still don't understand why even a couple drives later that that Highland wasn't awarded that first down.
Yeah.
If they gave positive momentum the drive before that to Constantine, you got to do the same to Michigan Center. But if I want to do that, then I have to go to MHSAA.com.
That's so. Right. Sign up to be an official. They need them. Olkowski's going to have two tailbacks in the backfield with him. That's Highland and Mitchell Corwin. Three receivers set. From the shotgun, a little bit of a high snap. The give is to Corwin. He's going to bounce out to the outside, get a couple on the gain. About two up to the 45-yard line. Now down under 2 minutes to go here in our first quarter. Minute and 50. Want to thank Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro for being with us on the broadcast as usual, all the way through our playoff coverage to hopefully Ford Field as we continue on through the playoff tree.
You know what Ford Field has?
Heated press box.
Yes.
Very excited about that prospect here. Michigan Center looking to overcome a 7-0 deficit here early on. It's second down and 8. Wolkowski with a 4-receiver set. Man goes in motion, and he's going to keep it himself. He's got a little bit of room. He's going to get a nice little gain here on second down. The ball is out, but they're going to say he was down by contact. Make it third down and about 5.
That was the play that you'd really want to have a review booth for because that ball, yes, it did look like he was down by contact, but he also might have had the ball coming loose as he was going to the ground. So that was very lucky for Olkowski.
Now down under a minute, 45 seconds to go here in our first quarter. Play clock is at 17 and counting. 25-second play clock here offensively for MHSAA. Now down under 10 to 6 seconds. Olkowski from the shotgun. One tailback with him. He's going to get a man in motion. Snap is away. It's an option. And nowhere to go for Caden Highland. He is brought down for a huge loss. That'll make it 4th down and 10 on the carry there. Michigan Center stuffed on offense yet again, Joe.
Let's go! Get fired up!
One thing I'm not seeing, and I'm not especially pleased about, honestly, is the lack of passing. Olkowski's dropped back, what, 3 times?
Yes.
And we haven't seen him drop back since the first drive. So they really need to pull out of that playbook some more pass plays, whether it's a bubble screen, slip screen, it doesn't matter. Just get Olkowski's arm involved because he has very capable receivers and backs that can catch the ball.
That's right. That's going to end our first quarter. The score, Constantine 7, Michigan Center nothing. We'll take a 1-minute break and come back with the start of the second quarter. K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Football Frenzy, K105.3. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Michigan Center punts it away here on 4th and 10. And a good punt takes a Michigan Center bounce down at the 21-yard line where Constantine will take over. A great return there, or great punt by the Michigan Center punt team.
I don't know if that was a K-ball or not, though, Jason, because that ball bounced about 3 yards and then just died.
Yeah, it really did. This turf is something else. It's in great shape. Yeah, that was a very interesting bounce. I don't think we've ever seen one like that this year. So Caden Hetmansberger will take over on offense for Constantine, trying to follow up his goal line QB keeper for the score that made it 7-0 here in the first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. I formation for Constantine, and they will give it to the deep back. That's Clark, and he's going to be brought down after a nice little run there. First down for Constantine to the 31-yard line.
Left guard there for Constantine, 65, just made a great block to free up some space from that Michigan Center defense and found a hole and picked up 12.
Quickly back to the line, and that's going to be a false start for Constantine. That'll push him back 5 yards and make it first and 15 following the good run by Clark. Joe, those are the kind of penalties that can eventually shoot you in the foot offensively, especially against a solid defensive team like Michigan Center.
Well, I'm probably going to caster's curse this, so I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. These, you know, these false starts and these, you know, five-yard penalties, they're finding them hard ways to get their way out of it and pick up first downs after them. So it's just a test of time.
Ty Dumb on the carry, and he goes nowhere. So make it second down and about 15 from the 27-yard line. Second down and long. The give is to Clark, and he will get it down to about the 30-yard line. So we'll make it third down and about 12, 10 and 40 to go here in our first half. Constantine trying to move quick on offense, and the give is a keeper actually for Hetmansberger. He's got some running room, gonna try and juke out of the way a little bit, and he is gonna be brought down at the 47-yard line. Another first down for Constantine.
This playbook is kind of giving me PTSD from my marching band days watching Jackson High's run scheme back years and years ago, but this playbook is very familiar.
Quickly back to the line on first and 10. The give is to Clark, and he's going to break free. Nice spin move, and he's going to get all the way down across the 50 to the 47-yard line on the official spot. Make it second down and about 4. Good play there, Joe.
He made his own path there with his spinning and juking and making those cuts. Excellent, excellent run there.
Quickly back to the line is Constantine. They will give it to the middle back for the first time on offense. The first carry of the day for Devontae Conley, the senior. And we've got a Constantine player down. Looks like he's going to be able to get off the field under his own power. Another first down for Constantine. 9:42 to go in our second quarter. Constantine leads this one 7-0. Other scores we're going to try to get to you here in Division 6. Nagani at Grayling and Montrose at Montague underway. First and 10, and the give is to Dumb on the play. He will actually take a loss on that one. Make it second down and 11 with 9:19 to go. Clinton at Warren, Michigan Collegiate from Madison Heights. That kicks off at 5 o'clock. So we'll likely be off the air, hopefully. This game doesn't go 3 hours, but...
I just saw a stink bug fall to his death.
It is way too cold for him to be out here.
It was.
The one we're definitely keeping an eye on is that 8-1 Montrose at 9-0 Montague from Montague. So a little home field advantage for the undefeated team.
Do we have a time of kickoff for Clinton and Michigan Collegiate?
5 o'clock.
That's the game that you'll be tuning into. because the winner of Constantine and Michigan Center game we're broadcasting right now will be facing the winner of Clinton and Michigan Collegiate, which will be an excellent game.
Yes, it will. Clinton 8-1 on the year. Michigan Warren Michigan Collegiate 9-0. Actually, the tied for the highest point total, playoff point total in Division Six. Montague and Michigan Collegiate both with 46.83 points. Actually, no, I take that back. Michigan Collegiate has 46.83. Montague has 46.33. So top-ranked Warren Michigan Collegiate, I guess you could call it. So here we go, second and 11 following the brief delay in the game. And the keeper by Hetmansberger, and he's going to get the first down and be pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Another first down for Constantine as they try to put some more points on the board here in the second quarter, leading 7-0.
Looked like that was actually a broken play, Jason. It looked like it was supposed to be a halfback carry, and there's a little miscommunication there, but didn't matter. Still picked up, I think it was 14 or 15. And it's not like they're picking up big chunks at a time. They're just picking up 10, 11 at a time. So
it's all you need.
Yes, sir.
9:09 to go in our first half. Hetmansberger under center with three tailbacks behind him. The give is to Clark. He is met immediately and brought down with a pretty solid DDT there by the defensive lineman, Joe.
Logan Heath. That all 5'7", 205 of him. 5'7".
That was a nice little tornado DDT he pulled off on that tackle.
That was nice.
He had him wrapped around the shoulders, and as he came down, it was a very good-looking pro wrestling form there. But a nice loss nonetheless, and it's second down and 11 from the 22-yard line. 8:35 to go in our second half. Hetmansberger under center. And he will give to number 25, that is Devontae Conley, the senior. He will get up across the 20 to the 16-yard line, make it third down and about six. Constantine needs to get to the 10-yard line for a first down.
The 10, it looks like the 11. Our angle isn't all that great, folks, but we're trying.
Third down for Constantine, and this is where they've really shined today so far. Hetmansberger takes the snap and gives to Clark. He had me fooled. I thought he gave it to Clark. He actually had the handoff up the middle to Dumb, who gets nowhere on the play. Make it fourth down.
What's his last name?
Dumb. Ty Dumb. D-U-M-M. I don't know. That's what's on the program. Don't look at me. 7:24 to go in our half. Constantine, fourth down from the 17-yard line of the Cardinals. It looks like they're going to go for it. Clark, Dumb, and Conley behind Hetmansberger. And the give is going to be too dumb, and he's going to go nowhere. Turnover on downs. Big-time stuff by the Cardinal defense. Standing strong. They will take over at the 24-yard line.
Led there by number 20, Verlandis Williams. He used all 6'4", 200 pounds of his junior frame to lead that. That was a big play. Reminds you of very much of a Jadeveon Clowney style player right there.
Yeah, he busted through that offensive line and made light work of that tackle. Did a fine job there to bust that play up and get Michigan Center the ball back. They still trail 7-0, but they've got 7 minutes of this first half left to try to put some points on the board. Olkowski, four-receiver set, one receiver with him in the backfield, and get some flags flying. Likely either delay of game or a false start. We'll see what the official word is. And it looks like Michigan Center called a timeout before the delay of game whistle. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. And, Joe, this Division Six has been quite fun to watch throughout the playoffs. We mentioned, you know, Michigan Center got here beating Jonesville 28-22. Constantine leveled Buchanan 55-28. And
undefeated Buchanan
55-28. Warren Michigan Collegiate leveled Detroit Edison 52-0. Clinton had a little bit of a battle. They beat Blissfield 16-13. So these last eight teams, Joe, have really, it's been not really surprising, with the exception of the Buchanan game with Constantine. But it's been a pretty solid, very competitive division this year.
Dogfight.
Yes.
There, if you look at the bracket, which I have pulled up on my computer on the under notes somewhere, it's just been a dogfight. Whether it's been a blowout, these blowouts don't reflect how the game actually went.
First and 10 for the Cardinals, and Olkowski's going to be back to pass. He's got a man open. It's Caden Shannon, Caden Highland. He's across the 50 to the 40. Foot race, going to be tripped up and brought down at the 29-yard line. That was Mitchell Corwin on the play. A great reception. Looked like a little wheel route out of the backfield for Corwin, Joe, and it was a track meet there for a minute.
Head coach Sean Griffith needs to go ahead and buy number 25 Devontae Conley a nice ice cream cone or hot chocolate after this game, because that was a shoelace tackle that saved 6 points.
It was, and it looked like Mitchell Corwin might actually be able to hurdle and high-step his way out of it. Just couldn't quite keep the balance up. So first and 10, excellent field position for the Cardinals. They are in plus territory at the 29-yard line. With 6:35 to go, Olkowski, four receiver set. He's going to take the snap from the shotgun. Got a incomplete pass intended for Matt Brown. He was hit as he threw, and that'll bring up second down.
Is Coach Allen listening to the broadcast right now?
I don't know.
Because I went off out of that rant last Michigan Center drive about how you need to throw the ball because you have very capable receivers and a quarterback.
One of the coordinator crews are right above us in the press box, so I'm wondering if maybe Michigan Center's coordinators are up there.
I'm trying to keep it low.
6:28 to go in our first half. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll get you this week in MHSAA. And we'll try to get you some scores from this Division 6 and maybe a couple extra from some of these Saturday playoff games. Our first half, of course, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Second down and 10, and it's a sweep. And that is Caden Highland on the carry. He's going to get some positive yardage after it looked like he might be brought down at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get across the 20 to the 19, where it'll be second down.
Lucas Hagenboo is there's no other way to put it, ladies and gentlemen. He's only a sophomore, but he's 180 pounds, and he used all 180 of that to level Highland. So
that he did. And we've got some laundry on the field. And it looks like this one's going to go against Michigan Center. They're going to make the lonely trip backwards. See what the official call is. Chop block against the Cardinals. So that's going to push them way back. So they will go from second and about six to second and a mile, the new line of scrimmage, the 43. They need to get to the 18-yard line for a first down, Joe.
I completely forgot that chop block was a personal foul.
That it is, and it's a costly one, too. So Michigan Center got a long road to hoe here after it looked like they were making some headway with the big gain by Corwin. Olkowski with trips to his right. He's going to drop back to throw. He's going to step up in the pocket and throw long. He's got Brown deep into the end zone, and incomplete flag on the play.
Let's see if a referee is going to mark that in the end zone for the flag or just outside of it. That's going to be, if it's in the end zone, that's going to be spotted at the 2-yard line, which is going to be huge.
We'll see which way that one goes. He had Matt Brown fairly open, I would say. And we will see what the final ruling is here. It is pass interference against the defense, and that one hurts. After the big 15-yard personal foul penalty, Michigan Center gets that all wiped away.
And a first down.
And so they will now be first and 10, right back where they started at the 28-yard line.
That was really a lucky break for Constantine.
It really was.
But unlucky, because it looked like they just kind of tripped themselves. Tripped over each other, but
yeah, it looks like they just got tangled up a little bit. 5:37 to go here. Olkowski from the shotgun gets the play off. The give is to Corwin. He's just going to take it right up the middle, and he will be brought down at the 25 after a gain of four. And that pass interference play should make it second down now and six, but the official on the sidelines on the chain gang has it third down.
Third and seven from the 25.
A little miscommunication there.
Apparently they're not going to get the first down after the pass interference penalty. So, all right, 5 minutes to go here in our first half. Michigan Center trying to put points on the board. They've got a tough third down here. Third and seven. They need to get to the 19-yard line. They've got 2 seconds left on the play clock, and they're just going to call timeout and talk it over here on a crucial third and seven. We will take a 30-second break and come back after this timeout on K105.3 Football Friends.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live from Gull Lake High School, Michigan Center in Constantine. Michigan Center facing a 7-0 deficit with 4:47 to go here in our first half. They're also facing a third down and seven from the 25-yard line. They need to get to the 18 for a first down. This is the best field position Michigan Center's had all game, and looking to put some points on the board, tie this game up possibly before the end of our first half. Joel Olkowski has four receivers, three to his right. Snap is away. He'll drop back to throw. He's going to fire over the middle. Lob pass incomplete. Just out of the outstretched hands of Caden Highland and nearly intercepted, Joe.
Yeah, in and out of the hands of Caden. Sorry about this. Hetmansperger.
That's their quarterback, Caden Hetmansperger.
Yeah, well, he was playing safety there.
I've got a lot of practice with that one so far.
Yeah, Caden Hetmansperger in and out of the hands, and that could have been huge if he would have got the interception and then let him right down the field. That would have been pretty cool.
4:41 to go, fourth down and seven from the 25-yard line. Michigan Center looks like they're going to go for it. Olkowski has the play from the sideline. 13 seconds to go on the play clock. Shotgun formation, trips right for the Cardinals. Man in motion is Mitchell Corwin. Olkowski dropped back to pass. He's going to fire a little sidearm, and the pass is incomplete. Shoved out of bounds by Hetmansperger, and that'll be a turnover on downs for the Cardinals.
This offensive line from Michigan Center really has to gather what they're doing on that right side, because they're leaving a wide open hole for Olkowski to get hit every single play, and that's just quarterbacks. It takes a toll on their body. So, you know, if you want to have longevity for that quarterback for the rest of this game especially, guard that right side.
Olkowski had an opportunity, and he threw to Highland a little bit high, which gave the defense the opportunity to push him out of bounds for the incomplete pass. So it'll be first and 10 for Constantine from the 25-yard line, 4:34 to go. Hetmansperger under center, that three-headed monster in the backfield. It's going to be a pitch to Clark. He's going to get the outside, and he's going to have a nice lead block. There's a flag on the play. He is off to the races. Nice cutback, and finally brought down at the 43-yard line, but there is a lot of laundry on the field, and it looks like the Cardinals are pointing that it's headed backwards. Good run by Clark, erased.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a chop block here. Holding, to say the least, but chop block, because they're going low.
Yeah, based on where the flags were placed by the officials, it's right in that neighborhood of a chop block, personal foul, hands to the face, holding type of penalty.
And they placed the penalty is right at where he got the cut. So
yes, it is a spot foul, 10 yards marching backwards. So this will put a little bit more problems in the way of Constantine trying to put more points on the board here following that penalty. So it'll be first and 15 from the 21-yard line. Excuse me, first and 14. Hetmansperger under center takes the snap. It is a give up the middle, and he is going to go absolutely nowhere. That is Ty Dumb on the play. He'll gain two, make it second down.
Number five, Ty Dumb, the ball carrier. Brought down in there by number 72.
I kept thinking it was Doom until I just heard the PA guy say Dumb, so as an announcer, I really try to give the benefit of the doubt for the last names.
Yeah. I do what I can with what I got. 3:52 to go in our half. Second down and 13 for Constantine. And it is a pitch to Conley. He's going to get wrapped up. Can't get the corner. And he's going to be brought down for a loss down to the 20-yard line. Make it third down. So it'll be third down and 14 now. And Joe, Michigan Center's defense has fired up a little bit on this drive.
Come on, boys. Get fired up.
Yeah, I think that holding penalty really put a... You know, an energy boost in them, saying, "All right, this isn't over.
Yeah,
we're not going to. You know, they might not score again for the half, so let's try to hold them."
Third down and 14, and the give is to Hetmansberger's looking to throw. He doesn't have options. He's just going to keep it himself, and he is finally going to be brought down at the 31-yard line. Make it fourth down, and.
About four. I think that they punt this, because if they don't get it, Michigan Center still has 2 minutes and some change to work with at the 31-yard line.
2:28 to go, 19 seconds on the play clock. Hetmansberger looks like he is out onto the field, so no punt team here. They're going to go for it on fourth and four. They need to get to the 35-yard line for the first down.
Maybe a hard count?
Maybe. Nope. They will snap the ball, and it is an option keeper. Hetmansberger's got it. He's got the first down. He's across the 40 to the 42-yard line. First and 10 for Constantine.
Finally brought down by who else but number 12, Dylan Villarreal. Villarreal just kind of shook his head in disappointment because he knew he could have made that play, but... He still brought him down, so good player. Good play for Villarreal.
First and 10 now for Constantine. Under 2 minutes, 1:45 to go. Quickly back to the line under center. Snap is away. The give is to Conley up the middle. He'll have a nice gain of about 3 before he's finally stopped on his forward progress.
One thing we are seeing, Jason, is Conley isn't he's not a power rusher. He's not a speed rusher. He's a patient rusher.
That he is. Second down, and the give is a keeper to Hetmansberger, and he's just going to run it out of bounds after a nice little gain. First down across the 50 to the 46. And that hurry-up offense seems to be kind of confusing center. Hetmansberger has done quite a bit of... that option keeper play where he just tucks it back in and keeps it himself.
Hetmansberger is doing what we usually see from Olkowski, so good for the offensive lineup there to provide that space for him to run.
1:13 on the game clock after the run out of bounds. Hetmansberger back under center, and it's a pitch to Clark. He's going to try to get the corner. He will have it, and then some across the first down marker, tiptoeing the sideline. Looks like he's going to get across the 30 to the 27-yard line. Yet another Constantine first down, 1:04 to go in our half.
Yeah, that was just not very good tackle disciplining. There's a few chances that he could have been brought down, but Michigan Center just misread it. And for that, Conley picked up a big run, big rush.
Minute 4 to go here in our second quarter. Constantine leads 7-0, trying to add some more points before the end of the half. Hetmansberger back under center with his 4 tailbacks behind him. And the give is to Conley, and he just runs into a blocker and falls down at the 25-yard line. They get second down. Joe, it kind of looks like they're just patiently running out the clock. And we've got an injured Constantine player down on the field. And that looks like Conley.
It is so. Conley. He I saw his footing, and it looks like he got caught in the turf. So let's hope he's okay. Not much movement, but see if the training staff can get him going again.
Yeah. So we will take a quick 30-second break, and we will come back with the final minute of the half here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy back here with you from Gull Lake High School, and the injured Constantine player, senior Devontae Conley, is making his way off the field under his own power. And his teammates are already at the line of scrimmage waiting for him to get off the field so they can get the play underway. 51 seconds to go here in our first half. Constantine leads 7-0. Conley very gingerly making his way off the field. And the snap is away. It's to Clark on that pitch out. And he's got the corner. Another first down for Constantine before he is pushed out. And he is brought down at the 26. So that is a first down for Constantine, now down to 40 seconds on the game clock.
In your words, because I've never heard it until you started saying it this season, now I have fun stop hearing it from broadcasters all over the nation. Methodical.
Yes, they are just making their way down the field, not in any hurry. You've got the lead, so why would you be? Lucas Hagenbuch in the backfield now, replacing Conley. Hetmansberger will keep it, and he's going to try to get the corner. Still looking to get the corner. He's got blocker, spin move. Tries to break free, still on his feet. Finally brought down at the goal line. Yeah, it's probably closer to the one. So that'll be first and goal now for Constantine as they are knocking on the door. And they will take a timeout. So we'll take a quick timeout here as well. We'll take a one-minute break and come back, see if Constantine can put some more points on the board. K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. First and goal from the two. The give is to Clark. He will get around the corner and into the end zone for a touchdown. Constantine puts more points on the board here before the end of the half, and they lead it 13-0 now, pending the extra point. Joe, again, just methodical. And same play they've been running, off tackle, and right into the end zone.
Good news for Constantine is Conley is moving, doing some warm-up exercises, so that was not a terrible injury. That was probably just a cramp.
Kylie Roberts with the extra point attempt. It is up, and it is through, and it is now a two-score lead for Constantine with 26 seconds to go. We will take another one-minute break, come back with the Cardinals and the final 30 seconds of our first half on K105.3, Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. K105.3 Football Frenzy live from Gull Lake High School. Constantine has put some more points on the board. It's 14-0. They lead Michigan Center with 24 seconds to go in our half. Kickoff is a squib, which Michigan Center will take possession of, and they will start the final 21 seconds of the half from the 40-yard line. And, Joe, this is going to be a long road to hoe for Center. They're now down two scores. And might have to turn to airing it out a little bit.
You know, Jason, they are 21 seconds. I'm so sorry. I can't read today. 21 seconds left here in this first half. They are down 14-0. If they want to get points on the board, I'd say you got to take it at least 35, 40 yards to give your kicker even the slightest chance. We haven't seen much of their kicking this season, but I guess we'll see how that plays out.
You got an offensive weapon in Matt Brown, and he will be out wide. Drop back to pass is Olkowski. He's going to pass the ball to Zach Levi, who will make the catch. And second down now and short with 15 seconds to go. And those little out routes aren't going to cut it, Joe. You got to cut some more field. You got to cut this field down, and you're going to have to look deep at some point. And you got to think either Mitchell Corwin, Caden Highland, or Matt Brown are going to be your target.
We saw an excellent reception on the last drive for Michigan Center. They just couldn't capitalize. But let's just see what they can do.
Brown and Highland out wide Olkowski's got Corwin in the backfield with him, and they will fake the sweep. He's got Matt Brown wide open on the sideline. He just falls over. First down completion. 8 seconds to go. It's caught by Barrett Rowe out of the backfield. And he will be down at the 45-yard line as he stepped out of bounds with 7 seconds now on the game clock.
Olkowski now figured out what he has to do anytime he wants to drop back, as he has to fall out of the pocket in order to, you know, buy just a couple more seconds for his receivers to find some pay dirt and find some open field.
Yeah. What's interesting is that he rolled to his right. He had Matt Brown on the right side wide open on the out route and didn't throw his way. He actually threw across the field to Barrett Rowe. First and 10 for the Cardinals, 7 seconds on the clock. Now you got to take your shot downfield. He's going to step up and fire, and it's caught by Caden Highland for the first down. 1 second to go down at the 29-yard line, and the Cardinals will take a timeout. We will keep it here on the broadcast. Joe, that was your shot to go downfield. Now with 1 second left, they just play prevent defense, and they can keep center off the scoreboard here in the first half.
What can I say? I called that.
You did.
I'm just on fire today. And I got to say, as a scoreboard operator for Spring Arbor and for other organizations, that is excellent clock management by the scoreboard operator.
Yeah, fantastic.
I would have stopped it at 2 seconds, but he did get it with 1 second. A lot of operators just let it hit zero, and the officials would have been none the wiser.
Yeah.
So the operator is actually playing into Michigan Center's, you know, last play here for the first half. Are they going to try to field goal? Or are they going to try to air it out to the end zone? I'm excited.
Be looking at a probably about a 34-yard field goal attempt from here. Olkowski is out. Doesn't look like they're going to kick. They're going to take a shot at the end zone. There goes that prevent defense. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 defenders back near the end zone. So we'll see what center does here. Olkowski will drop back. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's going to fire to the end zone. Incomplete. Play is broken up by a myriad of Constantine defenders, and that will end the half. So we will take a one-minute break. We'll come back, recap everything we saw in the first half. We'll get MHSA this week at the half as well. One-minute break. We will be back to talk first half stats on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. K105.3 Football Frenzy. First half in the books. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Constantine with a 14-0 lead. A couple of scores from the goal line. First by quarterback Caden Hetmansberger. And the second was by their star tailback, Braden Clark. And Joe, it was, you know, it's a 14-0 game, but a few plays go center's way, and this game's still scoreless.
I wouldn't even necessarily say scoreless. I'd say if a few more plays would go Michigan Center's way, it'd been 7-7 at the half. We're not seeing a lot of, you know, weird things out of Constantine besides that 4th and 8 where they went for the fake punt. But other than that, Michigan Center is just, they're not adjusting to the way Constantine's running the ball, and they're doing generally the same 3 or 4 run plays every single drive. And they, you know, they only threw the ball a couple times. Mm-hmm. I don't think completing a pass.
No.
So they're obviously not looking to, you know, use Hetmansberger, his arm, but they are using the heck out of his legs.
Yes.
And Michigan Center just has to adjust to that.
Yeah, this is the same kind of offense they saw against Jonesville. You've got a mobile QB in Caden Hetmansberger who can run the option keeper and run it well. You've got Braden Clark, who's a speed back. Ty Dum, who's a speed back. You've got the methodical runner in Devontae Conley when he comes back. And then we saw Lucas Hagenbush, who's 180 pounds and built more like a power back than a speed back. But we've really saw almost this exact same offense out of Jonesville the last time we were on the air. Michigan Center should be accustomed to seeing this ground game, just unfortunately have not been able to figure it out. And offensively, really, they get going, and then everything just kind of shuts down. And it's been very tough for them to get any kind of forward momentum offensively, Joe.
Yeah, Michigan Center's had a few really good plays that they put together that just aren't able to capitalize.
Yeah.
they had that holding call, then they had a pass interference call that honestly was in the end zone.
Yeah.
They called it a 15-yard penalty and a second down, even though pass interferences are automatic first downs. I don't understand that call.
Yeah.
But if I want to understand it, I'll go to MHSAA.com.
That's right. And, you know, they really haven't had many opportunities at the end zone in this one, Joe. Just the one play that you mentioned with the pass interference penalty. Really, they have not yet been able to break that into the red zone, even, Joe.
They're literally on the cusp of the red zone. Like, there's no, you know, easy, fun way to put it. They are literally getting there, you know, on the 30, 35, you know, 27, I think we saw them at one time. They're just not able to break away. And Constantine, they're, like I said, they're not doing anything out of the ordinary. They're just running the ball extremely well. Yeah. And Michigan Center's not able to adjust to that. And I think Coach Troy Allen is probably drilling in his defense's mind, listen, guys, they're running the ball. They don't want to throw. Let's play up. Let's play, you know, as a whole unit, and let's finish this game.
Yeah, Michigan Center, I think offensively for them, Joe, it in the second half, at least if we're talking adjustments, you really have to look toward throwing the ball a little bit more. Matt Brown on a couple of occasions has been wide open and hasn't had an opportunity to even really be targeted. That offensive line's got to do a little bit better job of protecting quarterback Joel Olkowski. He's been under pressure. He's had to move around in the pocket. He's had to shift the pocket. He's done all the things that you want your quarterback to do to sort of escape some of that pressure. He just hasn't been able to find his primary targets, like the Matt Browns, like the Barrett Rose, and like the Caden Highlands, except for the one big Mitchell Corwin play. We really haven't seen Olkowski show off what we've seen him do in the past.
Well, in my pregame notes that I have yet to go through all of them, and I probably won't, just by the way this game's going, Michigan Center's actually averaging about 34.8, 35 points a game offensively, and they're only giving up 16 points defensively. So, and they have a big old goose egg on the scoreboard right now at the half, you know, after 24 minutes of play. Some things got to change, Jason. And I think Coach Troy Allen is probably losing his mind in the locker room right now, telling guys, this is what you should have done on this play. This is what you guys should have done on this drive. We got to be better. We got to come out swinging full force.
Yeah, that's you're spot on there. And I want to take a look quickly around the rest of Division 6 for the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard games in action right now. Nagani is at Grayling from Ferguson Field in Grayling. Nagani is 6-3. Grayling also 6-3. They kicked off the same time this game did with a 6-1 Michigan Center team and an 8-1 Constantine, who leads Michigan Center 14-0. Also, Division 6 Region 2 Montrose 8-1 is at Montague, who are 9-0. That game kicked off at 1 o'clock. Still looking to get a score from that one. And then the game that kicks off later, probably the one that everybody's kind of keeping an eye on, is top ranked Warren Michigan Collegiate at 9-0. They play host to Clinton, who is 8-1. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game in the state semifinals. That game coming to you from Bishop Foley Field, Venture Field in Madison Heights. So we'll be trying to keep an eye on the games in progress right now. Meanwhile, we will take a break. We'll get you this week in the MHSAA, and we will come back and get set for the second half on K105.3 Football.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live from Gull Lake High School, where Michigan Center and Constantine are doing battle in the regional final for Division 6. Constantine leads this one 14-0. And Joe, as we get set for second half festivities and get things set to kick off here, Constantine on the field getting ready to do some stretching and getting ready to get rolling on this second half. What are their keys to sealing up this win?
I think head coach Sean Griffith is probably just, you know, nailing it into their brain. Like, we had a pretty decent first half. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. We got 14 on the board. We usually average 45, 46 a game. but that's okay. A W is a W. Just go out in the last 24 and grind it out. All, you know, run the ball. That's gonna be the key for Constantine to pull out the W.
And as the Cardinals of Michigan Center make their way onto the field for the second half, their defense bent and then broke a couple of times, but for the most part was pretty solid. What do they need to do to find themselves on the winning side of things?
I could be a smart aleck and just say stop the run. But that's really what they got to do, is stop the run. You know, they got to prevent. Like I said in the halftime show, or the halftime bit show. I don't know.
The halftime show?
Halftime show. I don't know radio terms. I'm sorry. I'm new to this. But like I said earlier, it's crucial. Constantine's not doing, you know, any more than three or four different run plays, but they're succeeding at those run plays. So I think Coach Troy Allen was really just hammering in their defense. They're not doing much different than what we saw a couple weeks ago or a month ago against Jonesville in our last game. Jonesville had big breakaway runs. They had a couple of 50-plus yard runs. We haven't seen that yet. Knock on wood, wood right here. We're knocking on it. But, you know, we haven't seen any huge breakaway runs yet. You know, most, I think, was, 22, 23 yards, which is still a decent pickup. But it's no what Jonesville did to this defense. But they still, you know, squeaked out a win. They were down against Jonesville at half, not 14-0. But Michigan Center is still very familiar with this position. See how their defense adjusts. See how Coach Troy Allen, his offensive coaching staff, decides to go about calling the rest of this game, whether they're going to incorporate more throws or more runs or more trick plays. It's all going to come down in the next 24 minutes.
Yeah, and quickly, Joe, how far deep into the playbook do you let Joe Olkowski go in order to get back into this game?
As deep as it takes. I'd be pulling out, you know, flea flickers, Hail Marys. I don't care. You know, jet sweeps, option plays. This is a do or die game. And so that's why I said after the first drive, you go for it on fourth downs. Like, whether it's a fourth and one or a fourth and 10, sure, fourth and 10, you might reconsider, but you know, you try to get them off sides for a fourth and five, make it more manageable. This is a do or die game.
Yeah.
You know, go home or go to the next game. And so Coach Troy Allen is probably sitting here a little, you know, flabbergasted at the way his offense and defense were playing in the first half. Let's see if we're seeing something different in the second half.
So we are 2.5 games away from Ford Field, or I guess a game and a half from Ford Field. Got to pull out the win here in the regional finals. So we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We will come back with the kickoff and the start of the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live from Gull Lake High School. Second half getting set to get underway. Constantine will receive back deep to take the kick. Will be Dom Jacobs and Braden Clark, the star tailback, in the first half of this one. Touchdowns from quarterback Caden Hetmansberger on the goal line run, and a goal line run from Braden Clark have made our score 14-0, Constantine. As Michigan Center gets set to kick it away. And the kick is up. It's a good, solid kick. And this one will be taken by Jacobs at the 20-yard line. He's going to get across the 30, across the 35, almost up to the 40. Going to be brought down at the 39. And that is where Constantine will get things started. Bright, sunny skies here for our second half. Joe, clear skies. Not a whole lot of wind, judging by the flags in the northern end zone. And we've got 11:55 left to go here in our third quarter, with Constantine hanging on to a 14-0 lead.
That flag is flatter than my sense of humor.
Ba-dum-tsh. Beautiful facility here at Gull Lake High. Want to thank them for being some very gracious hosts for us today. Hetmansberger on first down will keep the theme running. The give is to Conley. And he's going to be brought down after a big gain of about 7. Make it second down and 3.
So I know it's really good to see Conley back on the field after that really scary fall in the first half. But one thing that Constantine's doing extremely well is, you know, when they're running that that three-headed monster in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Even the quarterback and, you know, a couple other of the offensive linemen are tucking their arms like they have the ball. So it's throwing even me off, man.
Hetman's Burger, second down and three. The give is to Clark. He's going to go up the middle. He's got the first down. He's across the 50. Forward momentum is going to take him to the 48-yard line where he will be brought down. It'll be first and 10, Constantine. I just said that. 11 minutes to go here in our third quarter. Constantine has their play down to 18 seconds on the play clock. Looking to add on to this 14-0 lead. Etmansberger under center. And he's going to keep it himself. Going to get across the 45.
But not before laundry falls down.
And we've got some laundry down, as Joe pointed out.
Sorry, beat me the punch there.
False start.
Seemed a little late on that flag there, but
yeah,
I was scrambling his pockets with his frozen fingers.
Right. He's not wearing gloves, is he? I just noticed that. None of them. Well, the back judge is, but man, I don't know how they're doing that. No, thank you.
It's like when your mom packs your lunch. Did she pack you an apple or did she pack you a fruit roll-up?
Fruit roll-up, man. And Gushers. First down and 15.
Spoiled.
For Constantine. Etmansberger will give to Clark, and he will go right off tackle and get it back across the 50 to the 45-yard line. Make it second down and about 7 or 8. 9 and 50 to go here on this sustained drive for Constantine. Now just over the 2-minute mark.
I just noticed the guy in the shorts on the sideline.
I told you.
Khakis too.
Oh man, I don't know how he does it. No thank you. 9.5 minutes to go in our third quarter. Hetmansberger on second down and 7. And the give is to Conley, and he will get nowhere, actually. No gain at all. Brought down at the 45. Make it third down and 7.
This looks like your traditional, you know, old style 70s, 80s head football coach where I'm always warm.
Very traditional offensive scheme for Constantine in this one as well. 3 yards and a cloud of dust on this drive and every drive that we've seen so far. I think they've thrown the ball just one time for an incomplete pass. It's third down and 7 with 8:45 to go from the 45-yard line. Hetmansberger will take the snap. And the give is to Clark, and he's going to bounce free. He's got the first down, finally brought down at the 35-yard line. Another first down for Constantine. Joe, I don't know how he got through that. It looked like they had him wrapped up for no gain. Next thing you know, he's across the first down marker.
Because his legs keep turning, Jason. We saw the same thing the first half. This whole entire three-headed monster for Constantine, their legs, once they start churning, they probably won't stop until they have three or four defenders in front of them. And right there was a perfect example.
This drive now approaching 4 minutes as we get down to the 8-minute mark to go here in our third quarter. Want to thank Minuteman Sewer and Drain for bringing us your first half. Snap is away. It's a pitch to Clark. He's going to get the corner. Got a positive yard gain and then some. Still on his feet after the first down. He's across the 20 and finally brought down at the 16-yard line. Another first down for Constantine. And Joe, this defense that we've talked about quite a bit for Michigan Center, who has looked good so far, really kind of struggling a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there's one thing that I take away from this this drive especially is, I mean, this is you know, almost the same exact drive we've seen on both scoring plays for Constantine and probably about to score again, knock on wood. But if I was Michigan Center, I'd just try to pop that ball out at this point.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Hettmansberger will give the ball. And that is number 9. That's Luke Hagenbuch, who we didn't see at all in the first half. And he runs it in from 17 yards for the score. It is now 20-0. Constantine leads. And Joe, once again, right off tackle.
If that kid doesn't play at the next level, I don't know. Because these, if any of these running backs don't play at the next level, whether NAIA, JUCO, you know, D1, D2, D3, doesn't matter. These guys all deserve it. Their legs keep churning. That's exactly, they got the heart. That's exactly what a coaching staff wants.
Kylie Roberts' extra point kick is no good, so we will stay at 20-0. 7:19 to go in our third quarter. We'll take a 1-minute break. Come back with the Cardinals on offense for the first time in the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 20-0 is our score. Constantine leads. And we have 7:19 to go in the third quarter as we get set to kick things off. Michigan Center will look to go on offense for the first time today. Ty Dumb is back to kick for Constantine. And the kick is away. It's an onside kick, and Center recovers and just falls on the ball. Very wise play there as they were getting ready to bear down on him. That is Barrett Rowe on the recovery. So Center will have solid field position for their first possession of the second half. They will start from their own 48-yard line with 7:18 to play, Joe.
Fell on at the 49, ball marked at the 48. I love it. But solid field position indeed.
Joe Olkowski and the Cardinal offense will look to break through here. They still have a goose egg on the board and now trail by 3 scores. Olkowski from the pistol formation, 4 receivers set. Barrett Rowe goes in motion, and that's a pitch, and he's going to look to throw. They're going to read it. Excuse me, that was Caden Shannon, and the ball is tipped. Incomplete, intended for Matt Brown on the trick play, Joe, just as you said. To start the second half, they look for a little trickery there. Caden Hyland looking for Matt Brown, incomplete.
If it wasn't for literally only number 9 Lucas Hagenbuch being there for Constantine, that would have been a reception, probably for 6. Hagenbuch, yeah, just took his huge frame. It looks like he's at least 6'1", if not 6'2", 6'3". Big individual. He just stretched out and knocked that ball. Even though Brown still had a chance at the ball, didn't come up with it.
Good matchup for Matt Brown here. Olkowski's going to throw on the out route, incomplete, intended for Barrett Rowe. And just as we thought, Joe, they've opened up the playbook a little bit, and they're starting to air it out here. It is all for naught. Olkowski just has, I believe, 2 completions on the day, and it's not been a fun time in the backfield for him. It is now 3rd and 10 with 7:07 to go.
I can't remember who said this quote, who said, I'd rather go 0-30 than 0-9, because when I go 0-9, that means I gave up trying. And I lost confidence. And I like that they continue to go back to the pass, because eventually one of these passes are going to stick for a big play or for a first down. Let's see what happens.
3rd down and 10, 4 receivers set. Barrett Rowe goes in motion. Caden Hyland, Olkowski, back to throw. It's complete and brought down very close to that first down marker is Caden Hyland on the reception. And we will move the chains. First down, says the head official. 6:59 to go.
He needed 10 for the first down. He got 10 in about a half an inch.
Yeah. Just put the nose of the ball over the first down marker. Great reception there by Barrett Rowe.
Great tackle, though, by
yes, it was.
I believe that was number 4, Braden Clark. I believe. Don't quote me on that.
4 receivers set once again for Olkowski. 2 to his left, 2 to his right. Caden Shannon in the backfield with him. Snap is away. The give is to Shannon, and he is going to get met and brought down for a loss of about 1. 2nd down and 11. Mitchell Corwin, excuse me, on the carry.
Tackle given there by credit goes to, I believe that's actually Coach's son, number 40, Owen Griffith, possibly the son of Coach Sean Griffith.
You know, that defensive line from Constantine doesn't look all that intimidating size-wise, but they have been giving Olkowski fits today.
They're fast.
They are very quick. Trips right for Olkowski. Snap is away, and Olkowski's going to look left. He's got a receiver on the out route. That is complete. First down and then some. That's Matt Brown all the way down to the 25-yard line. First down for the Cardinals. They finally get a ball to Matt Brown.
And Braden Clark comes in with the huge shoelace tackle. Not much more you can ask for that, but kind of going back to the point I was going to make before, I didn't want to interrupt you. Michigan Center's offensive line is very much like an old school, you know, style, big, bulky guys up front. Just Constantine's D front is just small but fast. They can get around those big guys.
Two tailbacks in the backfield with Olkowski. Two receivers to his right, one to his left, and it's going to be a fake and the handoff, and that is going to go up the middle. That's Caden Highland across the... Now they're going to mark him down at the 10, first down. And finally, the Cardinals are in the red zone, knocking on the door with 5:09 to go here in the third quarter. It is first and 10 from the 10 for the Cardinals. Well, they're actually going to spot that at the 9, Joe, so make it first and goal for those Cardinals.
You can't take away anything from Caden Highland there. Yeah, he got a few blocks up front, but he did everything for the next 8-9 yards that he picked up. Just excellent aggressive running there by Highland, finding those seams that he had to find, spinning out, you know, making cuts. Great run.
Four receivers set for Olkowski. He's going to drop back to throw, and it's complete. And touchdown, it looks like. Are they going to signal it? Yes, they will. Touchdown, Michigan Center. That is Caden Highland from Joel Olkowski, 9 yards for the score.
Braden Clark did all he could do there. And that speedy running back / speedy safety just was too far away from that play to make any sense out of it and try to dive for it. But Highland was able to just barely sneak across that goal line. Excellent, excellent run by him.
So make it 20-6. Constantine leads here with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. We'll see if this is the shot in the arm that the Cardinals need to get them back into this football game. Extra point. Point after team is out. Snap is a good one. Kick is down, or hold is down. Kick is up, and it is good. Make it 20-7. Constantine leads here in the third quarter. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back with the kick on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Oh, also, I'd like to see how much score. It looked like they're a little defeated after that last score by Constantine. Onside kick.
Great recovery there by Gabe Mullendore, the senior offensive lineman. Really caught everybody off guard, and it took an oddball bounce, and it looked like center had a couple of guys who were right there ready to recover, and it bounced clean over their heads. And again, Gabe Mullendore with the with a nice recovery. It'll be first and 10 for Constantine at the 50. Constantine, I don't know why they bother to huddle. We know they're going to run it.
Which run are they going to do this time?
Yeah, exactly. Caden Hentmansberger, the quarterback, back under center. And the give is to Clark. It is off, actually goes between the guard and tackle on that one. He'll pick up about 3 on the play, make it 2nd down and 7. No, nobody
hammers. Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
Oh, God.
Because they were watchdogs.
Ha, ha, ha.
How do you tell the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
Please don't.
You'll see one later, and you'll see one in a while.
Ah, 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 2nd down and 7 from the 47-yard line for Constantine. And the handoff is to Conley. He's going to get wrapped up and brought down just on the other side of the 45 at the 44-yard line. Make it 3rd down and about 4. They got to get to the 40 for the first down. Just taking their time, very methodical. They've already eaten a full minute off the clock with just 2 plays run. And bringing up the third down and four play, now down to 3:25 on the game clock. Play clock at 20.
Come on, Falcons! You got this!
You're the Falcon faithful getting into this game.
Emmonsberger hands it off to Clark, and he's going to be brought down, not before he picks up the first down, though. Brought down at the 35-yard line. And that'll keep the clock moving and the chains moving as well. 3:02 to go now in our third.
Hey, Jason. Can February or March?
April, May. I got one in your face. Dang it. 2:50 to go here. Can't. Yeah, I'm dad jokes. Hetmansberger back under center now with a wishbone formation behind him. And it's a QB keeper. Emmonsberger trying to be brought down, finally gets brought down at the 39 yard line, and he'll lose a couple of inches there. Call it no gain, basically. Second down and 10. And there's that option keeper finally sniffed out by the Cardinals. Mitchell Corwin hobbling off the field on the to the center sideline there, a little bit shaken up.
That's the thing, Jason, is they've all been sniffed out, but it's been, you know, too little too late. That was almost too little too late.
Yeah, he barely got a hand on the jersey of Hetmansberger, was able to slow him down enough till he got some help on the tackle. There's a pitch out to Clark. He's got blockers. He's got the corner, and we're going to get a flag on the play, not before Clark is brought down after a gain of about six. This one looks like it's probably going to go against the Falcons of Constantine. Looks like it's in the neighborhood of holding, Joe.
Yes, they're on a very good drive right now, a very methodical drive, as you would say. But that's also a killer for Constantine because they're playing, like you said, very methodical. Let's run off the clock. You can run off the clock on this drive still, but now it's second and about, say, 16?
Three-quarters of a mile, give or take.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18 yards, something like that. Somewhere in that vicinity, between 1 and 100.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. But, yeah, second and 19 is the official spot. And you know, that's not – they were looking for the first down. And the penalty stopped the clock, so.
Ball on the 47, got to get to the 28-yard line. And that is a handoff, goes right up the middle for minimal gain, finally brought down. And that is Hetmansberger on the carry, on the option keeper. Make it third down, and about 17 or so. 59 seconds to go here in our third quarter. Constantine leads 20-7. I want to say a big thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro following us all through the playoffs. Now down to 45 seconds, play clock at 11 for Hetmansberger and his crew. Snap is away. The give is, it's a keeper. He's going to throw and
picked off.
That is an interception by the Cardinals, Joe, as you called it. They did rule it an interception. And, Joe, that was a fantastic way to read that play for Michigan Center.
I need your set of eyes. Is that number 8 or number 9?
That is number 8.
Number 8, Dalen Hinkle, the 6'1", 170 junior. Fell right into his hands. Excellent, excellent read by him. He didn't give up on that ball. Came right down with it. Great job. Great stand there by the Michigan Center defense.
We kind of called it, Joe, during the last break. We said center needs to put 10 in the box and have one guy play in center field. And sure enough, center fielder picked that one off. First and 10 for the Cardinals. It's going to go to the ground, and that is Caden Shannon, and he has got running room across the 50 and finally pushed out of bounds at the 46-yard line. First and 10 for the Cardinals with 20 seconds to go. Great run by Caden Highland.
We hear some displeasure here by the Falcon faithful. Sounds like, wow. Sounds
that was like, aggressive.
That was extremely aggressive.
That escalated quickly.
Especially for a guy wearing a North Face.
That escalated very quickly. Olkowski's pass is to Brown. It's a little bubble screen. He's going to juke and get across the 40, and he will take a step out of bounds at the 38-yard line with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second down and two for the Cardinal offense.
Falcon faithful, not remembering that that pass interference call was in the end zone, but it was actually ruled a 15-yard penalty, which put him back to, I think it was the 30-yard line at the time, 40-yard line.
And he's also forgetting that he can go to MHSA.com and sign up to be an official.
That too.
Second down and two with 12 seconds to go here. Olkowski, four receiver set. He's got Highland with him in the backfield. He's going to look to throw. He's going to fire over the middle. It's complete. And first down across the 20, and he will just slide down at the 8-yard line. That is Daylon Hinkle. 18-yard line, excuse me. Thank you.
Here's Hughes.
4 seconds now, 3-2-1. That will end our third quarter with our score. Constantine 20, Michigan Center 7. We will take a 1-minute break, and we will come back with the final quarter of this regional final on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you for the start of our fourth quarter. Constantine, the Falcons lead the Cardinals of Michigan Center 20-7, 12 minutes on the clock. Michigan Center driving at the 18-yard line, first and 10. Olkowski will hand the ball off to Caden Highland. He's got the first down. Oh, they're going to say he's just short of the first down, so make it second down and inches.
Jason, I think that first score was for Michigan Center was really the adrenaline boost that this team needed.
It's definitely been a catalyst thus far as Michigan Center looking to add some more points on the board, make this a one-score game, and try to have their defense hold stout one more time. And that key interception really kind of swung the momentum back into the Cardinals' favor. Now here's second and one from the 9-yard line. Olkowski out of the pistol formation, and they're going to give it up the middle. Ball's out! And it is Constantine football on the fumble. So Michigan Center with a costly turnover, and the clock is still running for some reason, but that's okay. So Constantine will take over at the 7-yard line.
We saw a solid 20 seconds fall off that clock.
Yeah.
That probably won't be noticed, which is unfortunate.
Somebody needs to pick up on that. There should be an official timekeeper up here in the booth. Normally there is.
Especially for the regional final.
Yeah, 10 and 44 to go, regardless, as of right now. Ball on the 7-yard line for Constantine. And Hetmansberger with the handoff to Dumb. He is across the 30, across the 40, finally brought down at the 44-yard line. First down, Constantine. And that is a very, very sharp dagger for the Cardinals.
Game isn't over until it hits double zeros, but that big run play there did not help anything. That fumble shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Ball security is number one, but still got 10-15 to go in this game.
First and 10 for the Falcons from the 44-yard line. And snap is away. And the pile's still moving. They're still moving the pile. Still moving the pile. And they're going to move that pile all the way to a first down at the 44-yard line of the Falcons. That is an impressive way to move that scrum there, Joe.
Yeah, and better yet is that a very angry fan down there that was yelling about calling it even is now very happy with the way these refs are calling. Who would have thought?
Yeah, it looked like they had him stopped dead to rights, and they let the play keep going. The pile kept moving, and so that'll be positive yardage. And another first down for Constantine. First and 10 from the Michigan Center 44. Falcons lead this one 20-7, 9:20 to go in our game. Snap is away. A little bit of confusion. The football's out! And it looks like Constantine recovered it and fell back on the football. Center saying they have it.
Michigan
they do!
Michigan Center ball!
A costly fumble. Michigan Center recovers. And Joe, just when you thought maybe this game might get out of reach after a costly fumble in the red zone and a huge gain by Constantine, Michigan Center knocks the ball back out and recovers the football, puts it right back into their hands. A little bit less time on the clock, Joe, but they're right back in this.
You know, Jason, I think it's fair to say that you and I should no longer say the phrase sharp dagger until you're up 50 with under 10 seconds left, because apparently anything is possible.
It is indeed.
A lot of miscommunication. That's been honestly the trend today for Constantine. Just that one was actually costly.
Yes, it was. So Joel Okowski will lead his offense back out onto the field. Four receiver set. Snap is away. And what are we going to get here? Either a false start. Timeout, Michigan Center. So we'll keep it here on the broadcast with 9 and 11 to go here in our game. Joe, I don't know if the momentum swung completely back into Michigan Center's favor, but definitely a very big break for them to get back into this game.
Yeah, Jason, there's no easy way to say it. You can't fumble in the red zone. The red zone is where ball security literally lives and dies. And that was very, very costly because now about 2 minutes since that fumble has gone by. Yes, it is their ball again, but now they have to go 55 yards as opposed to, where were they at, about the
11?
Yeah, the 9-yard line. So 55 compared to 9, 55 is a lot bigger.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't very good in math. I usually got D's, but, you know, D's and C minuses, but 55 seems a lot bigger. So you just, hopefully the momentum, you know, not necessarily swung in your direction, but hopefully you can take that little bit of inch you were given and take it to the end zone.
Corliss Love in the backfield with Olkowski. Snap is away. And Olkowski's going to look to throw. He's going to air it out and nearly intercepted. Caden Hyland fell down on the play, and Olkowski just bombed it over everybody's head. Make it second down and 10.
Hyland is actually calling for a pass interference. He did fall down. He might have been pushed, but no one, including us, was looking at that, including the refs, so... Who knows? Wisconsin team might have just gotten away with a big one right there.
Fortunate break there for the Cardinals that the pass went incomplete out of an outstretched defender's hands. Now 9:03 to go, second and 10 from the 45. Love in the backfield with Olkowski, three receivers to his right. He's going to roll in that direction. He's got some protection, and he's got a completion to Matt Brown. Make it third down and about three after that pass. Getting Matt Brown into the offense is really critical for the Cardinals. The last possession when he was involved, it ended up in a score. So Matt Brown kind of seems like a little bit of a catalyst for this Cardinal offense.
Olkowski is throwing the sidelines, even though the Falcon defense isn't really doing anything in the middle. You could have a wide open receiver in the middle, and hopefully he sees it.
Olkowski from the shotgun. The pass is complete over the middle. And that is Caden Hyland with the completion.
Am I good or am I good?
Just a little quick hitter on the hitch route over the middle. Joe, as he expertly called it, now 8:49 to go, first and 10 for the Cardinals.
ESPN, where are you at? My phone's available.
DMs are open for Joe.
DMs are open.
Olkowski with the handoff, and we're going to get a penalty flag down. Caden Hyland on the carry. Minimal gain. We'll see what the flag is here.
Honestly, didn't look like there was too much time for a holding to develop, but that looks like that's what they're going to call.
It's in the neighborhood of holding, that's for sure. It's a face mask against Constantine.
Big break there.
Huge break for the Cardinals. A 15-yard face mask penalty puts them on the good side of the 30. Now at the 27-yard line, first and 10 with 8.5 minutes to go.
See, I did see hands near the top of the pads around the helmet area, but I didn't see a clear face mask. But I'm up here, they're down there. So that was a big penalty.
Olkowski looking to throw, and he's going to get wrapped up. And good idea to get rid of the ball, but that's going to be an intentional grounding penalty. As he was falling down, and Olkowski is down.
I don't believe that was intentional grounding on account of it did make it back to the line of scrimmage.
There was nobody within 5 yards, it didn't look like, though, and there is some laundry down. Olkowski was a little bit slow to get up, but he is back on the sideline talking to Coach Allen, getting the play. And they will walk off the grounding penalty.
It's only 5. I thought it was 15.
It is a 5-yard penalty.
Interesting.
So it'll be second down and forever here with 8:04 to go. The ball is on the 40-yard line. They need to get to the 19 for a first down. So second down and 21. Olkowski with trips to his right. He will take the snap. And he's going to look right. And he's going to look deep. He's got a man. Incomplete. Just out of the outstretched hands of Matt Brown. He had that ball as he was laid out. And just couldn't hang on.
Knocked that ball out of his hands. That he threw that ball into coverage, knowing Matt Brown would have, you know, about a half a step on that, which is
he just outran everybody, Joe.
Yeah. He only had about a solid half step to a step off of the defender, but man, that ball was just a little too long.
And that might have been the catch of the year if he had brought that one in, Joe.
That would have been seen on JTV.
Trips to his right. Olkowski gets everybody to the line on time. He's going to have to get rid of this ball quick, and it's intercepted.
Picked off! At the 40, up to the 50, down to the 40. It's a foot race, down to the 30, 20. Got one blocker to beat, and he's shoved out of bounds at around the 8 or 9-yard line. Picked off by number 4, Braden Clark. We see him on the defensive side of things using his speed. Huge momentum shift there for Constantine. We'll see what they can do with it.
Constantine will take over in the red zone courtesy of Braden Clark. Corliss Love with a touchdown saving shove to get him out of bounds. That ball is going to be at the 9-yard line of the Cardinals. Huge momentum shift there now with 7:54 to go in this one. Constantine makes their way to the line, first and goal from the 9. Snap is away. The give is up the middle. And it looked like it was to Clark, who will be brought down for no gain. Excuse me, that was dumb. And we've got an injured Cardinal player down on the near side of the field here. So, Joe, the no gain up the middle there for Constantine, but that interception, which completely shifted the field from one end to the other, it looked like Olkowski had an open man, and Clark just picked the route, and he was off to the races.
When, you know, Olkowski once again was under pressure, that offensive line is just not, you know, together today, which is unfortunate because today is the day where you needed to play as a unit. Olkowski trying to get out of the pocket after that extremely costly penalty, that extremely costly intentional grounding penalty. Mm-hmm. Made it 2nd and 23, went long to Brown, couldn't connect, the ground popped that ball out of Brown's hands, which is unfortunate. Could have been catch of the year, could have been ESPN top 10 material for the touchdown. Made it 3rd and 23. He had no time in the pocket. So he had to get rid of that ball immediately, and unfortunately, the immediately landed right in the hands of Braden Clark, and now we see a completely different game. It's not out of the question that Michigan Center could still win this game. It's just the odds are being shifted.
That they are indeed. Training staff tending to the injured Cardinal player as he makes his way to the sideline. Constantine will have a second down and goal to go situation from the 8-yard line. We've got 7 minutes, 45 seconds left to play in our game here. Again, the winner of this game here takes Division 6, Region 3, and they will face the winner of Clinton and Warren Michigan Collegiate later on this evening. Play clock now down under 20 seconds. Clock is running now down to 7:35. Hetmansberger taking his sweet time to get the ball off, running the clock down. And it's going to be a QB keeper, and the pile is going to be pushing and pushing and pushing, and...
About the half-yard line he's down at.
It does look like he is short of the end zone. So it'll be third down and goal to go from the goal line. Michigan Center's defense looking to overcome a terrible, terrible position where Constantine took over on the 9 after a monster interception by Braden Clark.
Say Michigan Center's defense holds him here. You know, no gain or possibly a half yard or yard loss. They're still going to go for it on fourth down.
No, you have to.
And if you don't, if they don't get it on fourth down, you got 99 yards to go.
And we're going to get, looks like a timeout from the Constantine side of things. So we'll take a 1 minute break ourselves, come back, and see if Constantine can punch it in for another score. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. Third down and goal to go from the goal line for Constantine. They lead 20-7. And the give is up the middle and an easy touchdown score for Clark. So Braden Clark with his second touchdown of the game gets rewarded following his huge interception, makes it 26-7. Constantine leads. And the Constantine faithful now really getting into this one, as this one looks like that might have been
don't say it.
At least not the nail in the coffin, but it's one of them that is building to that eventual regional victory for Constantine with 6:31 to go. They now lead by 3 scores yet again. Kylie Roberts, the kick is up, and it is through. Make it 27-7. 3-score game. We will take a 1 minute break. Come back with the Cardinals on offense. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 6:31 to go. Constantine leads Michigan Center 27-7. And the kick is unpleasant, to say the least. It barely moves. And Center picks it up and gets across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. I think everyone just kind of assumed it didn't go far enough, and then a center player picked it up and got a couple extra yards out of the deal there, Joe.
Everyone assumed that was going to be called back.
Yeah.
And a little 5-yard penalty tacked onto that, or a re-kick. But I can't see who it was. I think it might have been 28, possibly, for Michigan Center.
Yeah, that's Corliss Love.
Yeah, just literally picked up the ball and picked up like 4 yards.
Hey, it was a good strategy. Act like it's a dead ball and then take off running. You might
the
as well.
The ball literally died. Just there was
it
no
did.
Whistle.
Yeah. Olkowski back under center here and the shotgun formation. Quick hitter route, and it's complete. And he is off to the races. It's a foot race. That's Matt Brown. He is down across the 10 and finally brought down at the 3-yard line for the Cardinals. So a big-time play there on the quick in route by Matt Brown gets them first and goal from the 3.
pretty slow to get up. Looks like he might have dislocated his arm. He's holding it pretty gingerly on that fall. He's tripped up. I couldn't see the defender because the sun is literally in our eyes.
It very much is, and I got to commend Joel Okowski for being able to see downfield because that sun is hitting just right on this field. Olkowski hands the ball off, and they will try for the corner of the end zone. They won't quite make it second down and goal on the run play. Now down to 5 minutes, 50 seconds. Center needs 3 scores in the next 5 3/4 minutes to tie this game up or take the lead. A missed extra point by Constantine has left the door open if they can get to that 28-point mark. Second and goal from the 5-yard line following the run play that resulted in a loss of 2. Olkowski will drop back to throw. Pass is incomplete. That is intended for Dalen Hinkle. Make it down. Third down and 5.
Hinkle thought there was a little bit of extracurricular activity by that defender there. Probably pulling on his arms a little bit. Mm-hmm. Fighting for position. But he's not granted a penalty.
So. Yeah, it looked fairly clean from my perspective. But I'm not on the field. And you're going to try and get a penalty any chance you can get.
Absolutely.
Third down and 5. Third and goal from the 5, rather, as Olkowski from the shotgun, 4 receiver set. Man goes in motion. That'll put Trips to his left. And it's a reverse and a pass. It's the Philly special, and it's a touchdown for the Cardinals. Joe Olkowski with the catch makes it 27-13 as the Cardinals look to try to get back into this one with 5:12 to play.
I keep adding those 20 seconds in my mind that was lost out after that that huge fumble play when the clock kept rolling. But yeah, 5:12 remaining. That was excellent. Was that Hinkle that threw that pass?
That was Dylan Hinkle. So the give was to Caden Highland, who then pitched it over to Hinkle, who then threw to the quarterback, Joe Olkowski. The Philly special works to perfection. The kick is up and good. Make it 27-14. Constantine, the Falcons lead this one with 5:12 to play. We'll take a 1-minute break. Come back with the Falcons on offense. Came with a 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. 27-14, Constantine leads with 5:12 to go here in our game. Michigan Center getting set to kick off following the 5-yard touchdown reception by Joel Olkowski. And just on cue, it's a onside kick. And
Michigan Center almost had it.
Almost had it.
Literally in his hands, just couldn't corral it. Highland had the ball when he was on the ground, just could not bring it in.
So Constantine will take over at the 49-yard line here. And they have a 2-score lead, 27-14, 5:10 to go. And, Joe, we've said it a couple of times in the broadcast now. This is a time left to go in the game that Constantine can easily run out.
You know, Michigan Center are going to regret, Coach Troy Allen's going to regret calling that timeout earlier. Probably should have just taken the five-yard penalty, honestly, because now he only has 2 timeouts to work with, 5:12 to go. Usually that sounds like a lot of time, but this team is just running.
Yeah, Clark has been a tough one to stop, and he's going to get the carry on this play. It is a gain of about 7. They'll spot it, actually, at the 44, so make it a gain of 6, second down and 4. Now down to 4:45. Caden Hetmansperger, the quarterback for the Falcons of Constantine, taking his sweet time getting to the line of scrimmage, as he should be. Play clock now down to 12 seconds. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Snap is away. The give is to Clark, and he is swallowed up quickly for a 1-yard loss. Make it 3rd down and 4.
Now, if you're Coach Troy Allen, do you start using your timeouts now, or do you save those?
No, you got to save them. You definitely have to save them here. You're going to need them for your 2-minute offense, especially if you can get back into this one with a lucky break like a fumble or an interception, which if you're Constantine, you're not throwing the football at all. But if you can get a lucky break on a fumble, then you can hopefully quickly get down the field and then have all of your remaining timeouts for your two-minute offense to try and tie the game up.
The thing is with Michigan Center is Constantine, or Michigan Center has played completely into the playbook of Constantine. Has just had a field day.
Third down and four. The give is up the middle to Dumb, and he is gone. Touchdown, Constantine. A big-time 44-yard run from Ty Dumb, and that will make it 33-14.
Now we're starting to see the kind of scoreboard that we're used to seeing by Constantine, you know, the averaging of about 45, 46 a game. And they are about on track to meet both of their averages, where they average 47 a game, and they only give up 23 a game. So if Michigan Center scores again with 3:32 left, which is very possible, that's perfection in Constantine's book.
Going for two here to try to put them back onto a three-score pace. Hetmansberger's going to throw, and it is nearly intercepted, incomplete. So that'll make it 33-14 on the two-point try failure. 3:32 to go here in our game. We'll take a one-minute break, come back with the Cardinals trying to continue to chip away at this lead. K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Now return to high school football on
K105.3. K105.3 Football Frenzy. The kick goes into the hands of Matt Brown, who carries it across the 50-yard line for the Cardinals, where they will take over on offense with a nice short field and 3:24 to play. They're going to have to strike quickly here. Now down 33-14 as time ticks away. A big-time run by Constantine on their last possession by Ty Dumb has made the score 33-14. Center and Joel Okowski will have trips to his right. Dylan Hinkle out by himself to his left. He's going to roll right, and the pass is up and overthrew everybody. Incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up.
Michigan Center's offensive line is providing Okowski zero time to work with. And that's just something that you have to work on. It looks like this team is fairly young. A lot of sophomores and juniors on this squad, and a few freshmen as well. I'm sorry, I was looking at Constantine. Can you look at Michigan Center for me?
Yeah, Michigan Center is mostly juniors. There is a sophomore and a freshman on the roster. Handful of seniors.
Okay, well, still a very young team, and they got to work on that. They got to work on staying as a unit through the whole entire season.
Shotgun formation, as usual, for Olkowski. He's got a man wide open and a big-time hit. Caden Hyland took a shot from behind. Or, excuse me, that's Zach Levi, who took a shot from behind. Make it third down and 5 for the Cardinals with 3 minutes to go.
That's the problem with big hits at any level, especially high school, is these kids think they can hit as hard as they want. But we see number 21, Carson Platts there, who's a quarterback and linebacker, 160 pounds, put all 160 pounds in his pads to make that tackle, and he was a little stung. So you got to watch that.
Trips left for Olkowski. He will fire a cross route, and it's complete by Dylan Hinkle for the first down for the Cardinals. Now down to 2.5 minutes to go in this game. The Cardinals are going to have to move the ball a little bit quicker down the field if they want to chip away at this lead.
This would be possibly comeback of the century, being down 19 points with 2.5 to go.
Still a three-score game for the Cardinals, so they need to strike fast as the clock is now down to 2 minutes. Trips right, 5-receiver set. And Olkowski by himself in the backfield. He's going to have to shuffle. Moves to his left. Throws to the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Dylan Hinkle. The ball was more or less thrown out of bounds. I don't think that was a catchable ball at all for him.
Olkowski had to flee out of the pocket for that one, and it looked like it threw off his back foot, so he didn't have his full balance. It just kind of looked like he chucked it over there. in hopes of making a play, but you kind of see Michigan Center's offense right now and sideline a little deflated.
Yeah. Yep. And it's not the time for you to be deflating here with a minute 54 to go. You still have an opportunity. Granted, it's a tough opportunity, but it can be done. Three receiver set, two tailbacks for Olkowski. He will take the snap, drop back to pass. Got a little bit of time, underthrown and incomplete, intended for Matt Brown. It'll be third down and 10 with a minute 50 to go.
I really got to wonder what's been on Troy Allen's mind all day for Michigan Center. You know, starting out this game, playing as conservative as possible against a team that averages 47 points a game. And this game was really broken open to the last couple of drives by by Constantine, where they scored on back-to-back drives, which was obviously extremely huge and a huge dagger in the side of Michigan Center. Kind of been that running back core has kind of been a thorn in the side of Troy Allen and the defense. So see how they finish it.
Play action. Olkowski's going to have to throw. He throws off his back foot, throws it short, intercepted.
Braden Clark with the second interception of the day, returns it for about 8 or 9. And that's going to be about it, folks.
Yeah, that's going to probably be the one that seals the deal. The second pick of the afternoon for Olkowski into the hands of Braden Clark. And we've got a minute 39 to go. And a 25-second play clock means that Constantine really doesn't need a whole lot to wrap this one up.
I'm going to say it just like I said it when Western was unfortunately defeated by Battle Creek Harper Creek. Yeah, all these teams this year, with this weird season, were given a playoff berth, but only a few teams were able to make it this far.
Handoff is to Clark. He's going to get across the 40, across the 50, and brought down at the 46-yard line. First and 10 for Constantine now with a minute 31 to go. And it doesn't look like the Cardinals are going to eat away at those timeouts that they have available to them.
If I was Coach Troy Allen, I'd be livid if this next play is a run and not a kneel.
They're going to have to probably run at least one play. They should be good after that. Snap is away, and the give is to Dumb up the middle.
Another first down, which stops the clock yet again.
That does stop the clock, but now you have the ability, once the clock restarts, which it has done so now you can take a knee and you should be good to go.
Like I was saying, you can't hang your head on this. Michigan Center, you are district champions.
Not at all.
You are district champions for the first time in school history.
30 seconds now on the clock, and the second string quarterback is in. That's Dean Topolsky. He hands the ball off for a short gain of about 5. That carry is Dom Jacobs. Makes it second down and short, 7 seconds, and that'll be it. This one is in the books. Your final, Constantine 33, Michigan Center 14. We'll take a 3-minute break, come back and recap the scores, and we will put a bow on this high school football season for the Cardinals on K105.3 Football Frenzy. So now we will turn our attention to high school hoops and high school hockey. Stay tuned in February. Joe and I will be broadcasting all of your hockey action for Jackson United and Lumen Christie. Stay tuned for details on that. Big thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro for being with us all the way through this playoff run. And also thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain for bringing you our first half. Grimes Plumbing with the pregame show and Tri-County Water for the out-of-town scoreboard. That's going to put put a bow on our high school football season, finally in the books here as of January 9th, 2021. It was a wild season, but a fun one to cover. Thank you for joining us all the way through the year. For Joe Cassidy in the broadcast booth with me, and for Josh Ankrell all the way back in the mean streets of Jackson, my name is Jason Smith. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time. K105.3 Football Frenzy.